today, February 17th, is a unique feast day. It's the feast day of the seven holy founders of the Servite order. I'm sure most of you are not familiar with this order of Servites. There were seven men who lived in the 13th century in Florence. They noticed that surrounding them was all sorts of immorality. There were many wars being fought, feudal wars, blood being shed. And they said, well, what can we do to help the church and to help the world? And so they decided to go live lives of prayer and penance. So they went off, these seven wealthy merchants. They sold their property and possessions. Two of them were widows and two were married. They were able to get special permission to take care of their wives and children and to go live a celibate life in the wilderness. They were just on the outskirts of Florence, and when people heard about them, they kept coming out for spiritual direction and for advice and asking for prayers. And so these seven holy men had to move out further onto Monte Cenario outside of Florence. And these seven holy men decided to devote their lives completely to God in prayer and penance, and to be especially devoted to our Blessed Mother under the titles of the Seven Sorrows of Our Lady. They followed the rule of St. Augustine. They were given permission to wear the Dominican habit and really spent the rest of their lives in prayer and penance. As the order began to develop, they really started out as monks, but sort of wound up as friars, similar to, for example, the Dominicans or the Franciscans of the day. Their order was recognized in the year 1259 and approved by Pope Benedict XI in 1304. And they spread throughout Italy and even came to the United States. Some of you might have even visited the Shrine of Our Lady of Sorrows in Chicago. And as this was known back in the 1930s and 40s, we're drawing huge crowds to their Novena of the Sorrowful Mother. So today I think of these seven holy men. And I think the one lesson we can especially draw is the fact that they joined together in a group to do the work of the Lord. And I think that we need that as well. If we're called to holiness, which all of us are, we need the support of others. That's why we're so blessed in the church today to have so many wonderful organizations and prayer groups and Bible studies and organizations and apostolates and ministries to belong to. To become a saint, we need the support of one another in prayer and study and the apostolate. And so we would really recommend that we follow this example of these seven holy founders in joining together for the common work of the Lord. Ask the Lord, well, what group do you need the support of? What spirituality? There's many different spiritualities in the church. All of them are leading to holiness, all of them leading to union with God. And so pray about it. Think about what group of people that you want to join with to become a saint. And because we all need God's help in this. We're not in this together. Yes, we're individuals, but God has made us as social beings as well. So pray about that and join some group and make sure that that group has as its goal to help you become a saint and to help get you and as many other people to heaven. God bless.